It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It's clear Americans love their yards and landscapes. A recent national survey showed 81% of people with a yard say the upkeep is important to the look of their home. This week, it's all about the curb appeal. And here to talk to us about the business of landscaping is our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Paul. I forgot to bring your gardening gloves next time, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Promise?
Promise. I promise.
Well, so many of us really love puttering around in our yards and perhaps installing some interesting flower beds or walkways. But how does this really translate into a big business?
Right. So you'd be really surprised with the numbers, Paul, as I was when I took a look at them. The Global Industry Analyst Report said that the landscaping services market in the United States is expected to continue to recover and poised to reach $80 billion by 2015. So we're talking B billions, a lot of money. And we looked at another survey, which was telling us that the respondents who answered said the business lines, which are really the most popular when you look at the landscape industry, are single-family residents. So that's the primary one where we're seeing a lot of lawn and landscape, 60%, followed by 25% commercial and industrial, 7% multifamily, and 4% government institutional. So as we're seeing home sales increase, people putting more money back into the basics, we are seeing the lawn and landscape business really picking up. And that's a great thing.
Now, these are big numbers, but how does the industry as a whole look?
Right. So you can see these gross numbers, but really we want to talk about the net. And are people making money off of this? So the industry average net, and we have a lot of the statistics up on your website and the studies that we cited, the net company profit for 2012 was 11%, which is really fabulous in terms of industry profit. Many of the companies had gross sales of $200,000 to $500,000. So these weren't huge companies, but they were good-sized companies who support both people who work for them, who take out loans, who churn the economy, all the things that we really think are important. So, and we've seen industry company revenues increase by close to $100,000 in 2012 over 2011. So again, we're seeing, okay, this is good. Things are happening and going the right way. Now, this is a great publication. It's called the Green Industry Pro Magazine. So don't you love that name? I mean, don't you want to read that publication? I know you do, Paul.
Green Industry Pro Magazine.
There you go. The fall 2012 Landscape Contractors Business Outlook said that 53% of the companies expect to be more profitable even in 2013. So here's the breakdown of where we're actually seeing the sales increases. Lawn care providers, 30% sales increase. Irrigation, with this hot weather, we can understand why, a 15% reported sales increase. Maintenance, 50%. I mean, what's great is you put all the stuff in, but if you don't take care of it, what's going to happen? And installation, 30%. I love this next number because to me, this is really the most important. 50% plan to hire additional maintenance workers. So when people are looking at landscape businesses, it could be a sole proprietor that starts it. But as they grow, they're starting to add workers and they're starting to add installation experts and they're starting to add foremen and forewomen and managers. And so these really become larger and viable businesses.
So who's doing all this landscaping and keeping these businesses viable?
Right. Besides me? Well, here's another answer that you'd be surprised by, Paul. According to a survey conducted by Harris Interactive for Plain, the young adults ages 18 to 34 are the most eager to hire a professional landscaper to create an outdoor living space. So we're seeing outdoor kitchens, outdoor patios, outdoor decks. So
18 to 34?
Yes.
I'm surprised by that.
I am too.
You would think these people would just get out. I mean, they're young.
They're young.
They would just get out and do it themselves.
Well, these are the end of Gen X, Gen Y, millennials, and they have specific needs. They want things a specific way. They have access to incredible internet opportunities. And so they're looking at all these different options, and these are the kind of things that they are building and really wanting to put in their spaces. Men outpace women when it comes to hiring professional landscapers. And so that's an interesting statistic, too. I would have thought it would be the other way. I thought women would be doing it. But, like, I like to do my own stuff, so I can understand that. So here's something else that we think is very important as well, is that people really like having access to green spaces. It's really important, and people are willing to pay more for an apartment if it's located in an area that has landscape green space, as opposed to those who will pay for an apartment that does not. People are now looking for shopping areas and venues that have green spaces, and all those green spaces have to be landscaped and have to be maintained. So I think as we're looking at this, I think the green space phenomena is really taking off.
So you're saying the amount of time and money spent on landscaping pays off in the long run.
It really does. And I think that as we look at realtors and homeowners, they really feel that their investments on landscaping and land care do offer a very good return on investment. The HomeGain.com National Home Improvement Survey recently surveyed over 600 real estate agents to determine the top 10 low-cost do-it-yourself home improvements. And 90% of these people recommended landscaping as a top 5 home improvement to really get some return on your dollar in terms of increasing the value of your home. So in the past year, consumers who have had a lawn or landscape have purchased the following things. They have spent money on landscape maintenance. They've spent money on lawn care. They spent money on tree care. I mean, I have a couple of these big trees. Well, you know, you have to take care of the trees. 7% of the people surveyed had spent money on landscape design and installation. And landscape design is really an amazing field. So, and then people spent money on patios and decks and walkways and outdoor kitchens. So you can see that it's really a huge range of landscaping products and services that are part of this ecosystem. And we can't forget irrigation, especially in light of the water needs. So
we're talking with our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, about the business of landscaping. It was a gorgeous Sunday, and you were laboring under the hot sun in your garden, I understand. You were moving some shrubbery around, and that your favorite hangout is the local home improvement store, which begs the question, why do people spend so much of their time and money on landscaping and curb appeal?
Okay, so I had to go to yet again another survey and study, and we went to a planet study, and again, we have this referenced on your website. And the statistics show that 42% of the people surveyed want to show pride in their home. I actually do it because it's a great sort of tension and stress reliever, and I really like being outside. But the numbers show that 42% really want to show pride in their home. They want to create an outdoor relaxing space. That's 16%. To raise and protect property values, 15%. Have a safe area for kids to play, 8%. And connect with nature, 7%. So I think it's really that pride. I kind of look next door. I'm like, hey, I could grow that. Those flowers, and you know, out I go to my home improvement store and back several hours later, and the credit card is pretty much not too happy.
Closing thoughts, Rebecca?
Closing thoughts. Well, Paul, I listened to a great talk a few years ago by a woman who was in the industry, and she was talking about the green industry, the whole green industry, and everything from landscaping to green products to sustainable products, which is getting much further than this. But her quote was, "Green is green." Meaning improvements and implementing changes and adopting these green practices really is a good monetary investment. So I think green is green.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. As always, thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure. And we're going to head out gardening next, Paul.
Okay.
Okay.
Fun, fun. But first, I must tell our listeners, I must thank them for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. If there's anything on the show you missed that you would like to hear, any of our past shows, you can go to our website at WESA.FM and find it all there. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.
This is Deanne Hamilton, General Manager of 90.5 WESA. We are approaching our